Get ready for a podcast from Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi.
Goodness. All right, we are joined here by Frank Booker to talk about a bunch of new stuff. You've had a big year so far, Frank. You've got a new Changing Times mixtape, your recent Collected Works vinyl EP. You're doing some shows. How do you stay on top of all this?
Good morning. Good morning.
First of all, good morning.
I've just nicked a coffee, so I'm in the room. I'm here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for having me. Busy. What was the question?
I guess how do you keep all these plates spinning, man? You got so much in the works.
Oh yeah, I love it. I love being busy. You know, I kind of thrive. Like if I've got too much spare time on my hands, I tend to procrastinate more. Mm. So a full plate or a full schedule serves me pretty well. You know, so we've got, yeah, all sorts coming out. The record is coming out shortly, Bandcamp Friday, for those so inclined. So there's obviously the vinyl that you can buy, or the digital's going to come out then as well. So that's a collection of tracks of mine that came out years ago on a bunch of different labels, like a Japanese label, a Dutch label, UK label, on vinyl, and have been long out of print. So I'm working in collaboration with Holiday Records, which is a pressing plant up here. So it's the first time I've done a New Zealand pressing, which is quite exciting. So it's nice to do everything homegrown and feel like it's a proper project based here rather than going offshore like I did in the past.
Mm. I'm curious about the Collected Works vinyl EP, because it's in the press release it read that these were four sought after tracks. I'm curious to know, how long was this in the process for, and in the works for, sorry, and what about these four tracks made them so sought after?
You have to ask the DJs that. I'm not sure. I mean, no, they were just the tracks that people, like, over the years, people have, you know, other DJs primarily have hit me up and said, oh, I played that for a long time. I played that for years. The process of doing it was incredibly quick, really, really quick, because basically it's the first release on Music First, which is a label that I'm running with my business partner, Sam Harmony. So we're kind of, you talk about being busy, we're very busy, because we do bookings for venues up in Auckland, we do events as well, and now we've decided to start a label. So it was all kind of like, it just sort of popped out of nowhere. I was like, hey, let's do this. And that's going to springboard off to a bunch of new music. So I'm talking about five or six different artists at the moment that I can't kind of reveal too much about it. Not every release will be on record. Like, some of it will be digi, because, you know, I it's Music First, it's not vinyl first. You know, so yeah. it's kind of like, I'm a fan of it being accessible, like you saying before off air about, you know, being able to listen to something on Spotify. I want music to be accessible to people, whether they buy records or not, you know.
Yeah, it's, so yeah. The whole thing with vinyl, from what I can gather, it's like, it's a barrier for entry for consumers because it's a lot of money and you need a setup, and it's also a barrier for entry for artists because it's quite expensive to get those vinyls pressed.
Yes,
and there's no guarantee that it's going to sell out and you're going to make your money back. So
that's right. Yeah, it's sword. A commitment. It's a commitment, but I think you know, you've got to put your money where your mouth is sometimes as well. You know, like we're doing this ourselves. We're an independent operator, Holiday independent as well. There's no record company bankrolling what we do. But the support's been amazing. Like, even the pre-orders coming through, you know, kind of make us confident that we're doing the right thing, hopefully.
For sure, man. That's really refreshing to hear. Speaking of doing the right thing, you've recently put out a really, really awesome mixtape called Changing Times, which can be found on SoundCloud. It's very funky, bubbly, and housey. I noticed that it's not on any of the streaming platforms. I'm curious to know, what about the copyright issues that prevent you from uploading it onto mainstream platforms? And is that going to be the bulk of what you play this Saturday at Oahiora for your gig?
Oof, big question. Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know if you've heard me DJ before, or if I'm sure some of your listeners have, but it's always funky music. You know, like, again, we were talking off air about myself and Eden Burns, like, there's an intersection there. I probably gravitate towards the soulful, you know, disco funk, house stuff as well. Sorry, there's calls in the background. Get on your plane. but to your question about Spotify, yeah, it's a whole other thing to kind of license stuff and whatnot. Whereas SoundCloud, I've had used SoundCloud as a platform for years. So even in the case of that mix, was just like, hey, I'm recording it, and then it goes up the same day. So, if you know, I'm a fan of that approach of just like, hey, let's record it, let's put it up. People like it.
Instantaneous. Yeah.
It's just really a snapshot of what you hear, the kind of vibes you'll hear from me when I DJ. So, you know, I'm glad you've been enjoying it, mate. Thank you very much.
Oh, of course, of course. And is that going to inform, is Changing Times mixtape, is that going to inform the bulk of what you're going to be playing tomorrow at our Hiora in
Sporty? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, it's sort of, it's a mixture of, it's interesting. I had this conversation with someone recently because oftentimes people, if they don't know too much about my music, they'll say, oh, he's a disco guy. You know, and so it's kind of this, again, a double-edged sword of people like, oh, you play disco, so you only play old music. Not at all. You know, I play a lot of house music and a lot of new house music, but it's always going to fit in that continuum. You know, like I don't sort of sit there and differentiate and go, oh, well, tonight I'm going to play all music that was made between 1978 and 1982 and no new house music. It's just what works and what you react to, what's in front of you. So, you know, without disco, there's no house music. So to me, they're one and the same. I don't differentiate between them.
They were honestly made for each other. I mean, there's one track by The Reflex, which is a mix of a Niles. Oh, what's his face from Niles? Something. From Sheik.
Nile Rodgers.
Yeah, it's Nile Rodgers track remixed from the Reflex, and it goes super hard.
Man, Nile Rodgers. I went and saw Nile Rodgers play in Auckland last year, and I had was lucky enough to get box seats, and it was amazing, man. What a concert! Like, it's incredible.
I bet.
Yeah, he's the hit maker, man. But yeah, like, there's no house music without disco. There's like, if anyone knows their history, they'll understand that. So it's like, yeah. And to me, I'm like, man, just have fun. Don't think about it too much.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Make sure it sounds good and make people move their butt, you know?
Yeah. Shake that butt, man. speaking of the gig, you got a gig on tomorrow at our Hiora tomorrow at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
You're playing with other acts such as Hazelwood, Riggy, and Blacktop. Have you played with these acts before? And is this your first time in Aughty Porty for quite a while?
No, I was there down earlier in the year at Eric's, early March, which was a lot of fun. Like, it was a big, big show. It was like sold out, sort of went crazy on the day. That was really busy. So, and I've played Dive Bar before, and I mean, I go all the way back to Bath Street days for any of your listeners who are old enough to remember that venue. So I've been coming down for many, many years. I haven't played at the venue tomorrow night, so that's new to me. I've heard a couple of the acts on there, and I'm looking forward to them, and I'm very excited. I'm always always looking forward to the next show. I'm actually going to Christchurch tonight to play there, and then off down to your fair city tomorrow. So exciting times.
Very exciting. Well, I hope the Kuru Lounge isn't too excruciating. Thank you very much for joining me this morning.
You've outed me. Oh my god, bougie Frank Booker.
Thank you so much for coming on this morning, mate. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Hey, my pleasure. And hopefully see you tomorrow at the show.
Yeah, I'm going to be working at a bar, unfortunately. But if you come to Woof after the show, I'll be happy to serve you.
Hey, let's do that.
Let's do that.
Thanks for having me, man.
Of course, man, of course. Take care, man.
Okay, see ya.
See ya. Alrighty, that was Frank Booker talking about his new vinyl EP, which is entitled Collected Works, talking about his new mixtape Changing Times and his gig on tomorrow at 9 p.m. at our Hiora with Hazelwood, Blacktop, and Riggy. Go do that. Here's Frank Booker with El Salvador. It's 9:11 here on The Breakfast Show. We're going to have another yarn up very shortly for Greening Out. We've got, Mel Bishop and Rawinia Wikaira from the University of Otago Sustainability Office. It's going to be very fun. Here's Frank Booker, El Salvador, on Radio 1. Love you lots.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.